Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now.
Now.
As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep,
the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Oh, wait, let me correct myself. It was actually LeJean that turned me on to 556, and then Matt was also a friend of theirs. So LJ from 7 does, because he's got one as well. Point being, I gotta talk to Quinn because Quinn is busy ruining my life. Quinn is the owner, creator of ThrowFlame.com. Quinn, is it just, you just wake up one day and went, I'm just gonna make him unhappy and unsatisfied with his current life and flamethrower. Are you there,
hey,
Quinn?
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Good morning. I was just blaming you because I feel like you're ruining my life a little bit.
Hey, sorry, I hate to do that to you.
It's everything was going great. The biggest flamethrower available. I have it. It'll drop it in 40 seconds, all 3 gallons. And then one day I click on the internet to see what my old buddy Quinn's doing at throwflame.com. And I see he's going to release another flamethrower, similar, only 10 times more powerful, which renders mine somewhat less than fantastic. Why? Why are we doing this? This thing's ridiculous, man. I mean,
you're exactly right. Hey, everybody wants more firepower. So with this latest version, we really went all out. You know, it shoots over 110 feet and 10 times more fuel per second as the last version.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the video, I saw it and I was like, and I've shot mine, I mean, 100, 150 times already. So, I mean, I'm well aware of the distance, of the volume, depending on the ambient temperature. I mean, I've got all that part down. This, I was like, it's unbelievable how far and how big that fireball is.
Yeah, it's a whole new ball game. With this one, we really wanted to go after military-style performance out of a flamethrower, and, you know, because Until the XL18, which is this latest model, if you wanted to buy a military flamethrower, you had to get a leftover one from one of the World Wars, and they're rare and expensive, hard to find. They run like 20 or 30 grand.
Sure.
So what we did with this one is just make it, you know, affordable and a lot safer.
Well, and no doubt they're safe. I mean, you know, obviously, listen. It's a goddamn flamethrower. It dumps a lot of fuel in a very big way. So you got to use your common sense. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And this, I'll tell you what I'm worried about. All kidding aside, Quinn, is it's so big and so powerful. This is going to be the one that catches the attention that we don't want. You know what I mean? Because right now, except for California, this is a completely legal. There are no laws in the books. I could stand in my front yard and let this thing roar. Now, somebody may argue that point with me, but there's nothing on the books that says I can't.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Flamethrowers are pretty much totally legal nearly everywhere, like, you know, except Maryland and California. But you're right. I mean, this is sort of a next-level product, a next-level step that will definitely get the attention of your neighbors. Hopefully it's good attention and they want to come over and shoot it. But, yeah, it's a pretty serious item.
Oh, dude. Well, I can tell you this. It's one I wouldn't loan out. You know, where you go. Because I got buddies like, I got a brush pile. I'm like, I'll come over with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not handing you this. Not because I don't trust you. It's just, it's a lot. And by the way, it's fantastic for starting brush fire. Like if you pile your brush up and it's really ready to go, I tend to go like a 30-70 diesel gasoline mix on that and let that bastard rip. You have perfected this with napalm now, because just when you think to yourself, 110 feet, it'll dump 3 gallons of gas in 5 or 6 seconds. What else would we need? Oh, we need some napalm, and you offer napalm.
We do, yeah. We offer a napalm powder. It's a fuel thickening mix. Basically, you add the powder to your liquid fuel, and that'll thicken up the diesel and gasoline mixture, increase the viscosity, increase the burn time, and extend the range of the flamethrower quite a bit.
And so I'm going to need to get some of that as well. But you also redesigned the entire firing mechanism. Before, it was kind of a composite of different pieces that you could find and they were already manufactured. And then you created an effective flamethrower. Now you've gone through and CNC'd the entire thing. You've changed a lot of it, and just not just aesthetically, it looks like it's a lot safer. And really, it was proprietary for you guys. That's about the best way I can come across with this. This was built to be a flamethrower. That was not built of other components that will work as a flamethrower. This was built to be a flamethrower.
Exactly, and to maximize performance, we really had to, you know, design this thing from the ground up. So we've got, it's all aircraft aluminum 6061 laser cut. We've got custom molds on this that are being fan casted. I mean, this is really starting from zero and building from the ground up to kind of tailor the performance and to maximize, you know, that firepower to get military style flame throwing performance.
And this runs, you know, right at $3,000 for one of these, which is it's a lot more affordable than if you were trying to buy, you know, a real World War II one. But it's still a bunch of money. It depends on how much you love shooting fire. It really does, people. This is the end all be all. This is the Maserati of flamethrowers. This is the son of a bitch. It comes in but military green, that drab olive green. It comes in a flat black. It's got its own. Now I was looking at some of the stuff that you offer, the accessories, like the CO2 pressure regulator. Are you telling me that you can increase that pressure and increase the output on the gun even further now?
Yeah, so it's a little bit counterintuitive. That regulator actually steps down the pressure, and when you step down the pressure, you're able to get more range and more control over the stream flow characteristics. Most people think, add more pressure, you're going to get fuel being pushed farther out. But it's actually the opposite. The more you increase pressure, the more that stream becomes a little bit more turbid, and the stream atomizes a little bit further.
Gotcha.
It doesn't stick together as well. So, yeah, it's about decreasing the pressure. So with that regulator, you're able to set the pressure to, you know, exactly what you want, and get, you know, consistent results all the way through.
Have you considered, I'm sure you have, but are there any plans to double up the fuel now? Because you're dumping everything in 6 seconds, two tanks, now you've got 12 seconds.
Yeah, we've done some double tank versions for a couple military entities. I think the Marines have one for doing some sort of testing or something like that. But the problem with two tanks is it gets really heavy, you know, because right now you're running about 50 pounds empty, and then you add 3 gallons of fuel on top of that, you know, you're up to about 70 pounds, 75 pounds. If you add another tank on top of that, you know, you're pushing, you know, over 100 pounds. It gets a little unwieldy, you know, at that capacity. But we do run custom tank configurations for the people that are out there that want that extra firepower and are, you know, built like the Hulk.
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing is, because I don't carry it. Like with mine, it's got the backpack. I leave it on there, obviously, but I don't put it on. I just had to set it where I'm going to go and then let it rip. But what I was thinking is, I was like, man, I know they make, because I also scuba dive, they make little tank holders that you can, you know, for the ground in case you're somewhere and you need to set a tank down and you're not going to lay it on its side. They make little, like, basically little flanges for them. I'm like, what a great idea to offer that so people could just set it on the ground that don't want to carry the thing.
Right, right. Yeah, some people, you know, will do what you're describing and just kind of, you know, move around by hand, set it by whatever brush pile, you know, they're taking out. It's got, like, a flat bottom on it.
Yeah,
you kind of got to be careful when you're setting it.
Well, yeah, because it falls over in the middle, you don't want to yank it out of your hand or turning the flame in a direction that you weren't intending it to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, Hunter, if you're just joining the show, Quinn's with us, throwflame.com, out of Ohio. The world's most powerful personal use flamethrower, the XL18, 10 times more powerful than the last one that came out with, 110 feet, napalm equipped. This thing will dump all the fuel, 3 gallons, in 6 seconds. You understand the amount, the volume we're talking about here. It's you can normally drive a regular car about 70 to 90 miles on 3 gallons of gas. You understand what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. volume-wise. This is a monster. Have you had any backlash? Are you worried at all because this is so powerful?
It's a new level. It definitely is. We've thought about that quite a bit, you know, before releasing it. You know, kind of the question always comes back is this too much? Is this too much firepower? Like, are people going to be able to handle it? Because there is like a little bit of recoil too when you're firing this thing.
There better be for $3,000. There better be for $3,000, Quinn. I want some recoil, for God's sake. I need to be scared a little bit when I pull that trigger.
Oh yeah, just the amount of fuel coming out. I mean, it's definitely an experience. That's for sure.
It's odd. And but it has been all retooled, this whole thing. Everything from the way the CO2 gets hooked up to the frame itself to the gun itself is, again, totally proprietary, which is pretty important when you're dealing with this kind of pressure and this kind of a destructive force. Well, I was watching you guys. And by the way, you guys, you're never going to understand this unless you go to throwflame.com and look at the videos. I can talk about it. Quinn can talk about it. And by the way, it makes me, I'm wildly amused by the fact you've done this enough that you're so calm about talking about what you're doing for a living, which is throw the world's largest commercially available flamethrower. And you're like, yeah, it's something I do on the side. You're amazingly calm about this.
Yeah, it's just another day in the office for me, but it's an awesome product. And yeah, if you haven't seen any of the videos, definitely go to our website, throwflame.com. We've got a couple good YouTube videos on there just highlighting some of the performance on each model, and it's, you know, extremely entertaining if you're into fire, which almost everybody is.
Which was, tell me this, Quinn. Again, it's a basic thing. Are you married? Are you single? What are you?
Single.
Do you find that girls are very excited? You use this like, hey, would you like to come over and do this? And I would guess that is a great way to separate the keepers from the non-keepers.
Oh, definitely. I mean, hey, it's definitely a great first date idea that's gonna pull you away from the rest of the crowd. That's for sure.
I can tell you that the great reaction you always get is there's a little trepidation, people a little nervous, then they do it, and then there's a weird nervous laughter, and then immediately, let's do it again.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like somebody shooting, you know, maybe a firearm for the first time. They're a little bit reluctant, but once you coax them into it, you know, they're pulling away with a huge grin on their face, loving it, you know, asking to do it again. And I love seeing those reactions. Coming off people shooting a flamethrower for the first time. It's a unique experience and something that a lot of people never get to do.
No, 99.9% of the people. I sent one to Clint Boyer, the driver. Everybody from, you know, comedian friends of ours that'll show up and come out to the land to, you know, band members will come out and shoot the flamethrower. We take it up to Sturgis with us and shoot it at the Full Throttle Saloon. Hell, man, there's photographs of Jesse shooting them on the stage at the Jackal show. In fact, I can tell you that Roman, who's a dear friend, the bass player for Jackal, finally took me aside and said, man, stop bringing the goddamn flamethrower because he's going to catch me on fire. He literally goes, hey, man, I mean it. Like, Johnny, stop bringing the goddamn thing. Because Jesse has a great time. I feel like he's safe with it. He may have destroyed an entire row of lights up above him on a very big stage, but that's secondary. You know, that's an ancillary damage. The members of the band have talked to me about never doing it again because it terrifies them to be on stage when he does it.
Right, and that's only the X-15. That's the first model. You know, that's cheap, you know, a maximum of 50 feet. This new one, I mean, you probably don't want to shoot it on stage or around people. You want to be well outside with, you know, nothing to be seen for miles or flammable.
Well, I imagine it's fantastic for melting snow on driveways or getting rid of hornet's nests.
Yeah, absolutely. We get a lot of people using them for agricultural use. That's probably, you know, our main utility for it. People doing back burns, brush burns, doing like forestry style burn lines. We're working with the forestry agencies right now. They want to incorporate these instead of those drip torches to do backland wildfire management. They're getting some good results right now from their tests just because they're able to more accurately ignite those pile fires rather than standing on top of the pile and trying to drip diesel fuel down in. They're kind of able to stand on the side at a safe distance and shoot fire underneath. They're getting, you know, some more efficient results, which it's great to see. Great to see that sort of use.
Well, also, let's get to work on the liquid oxygen model. I feel like that will be a big player.
That's scary to me. I don't like that. If you guys aren't familiar with our flamethrowers and how they operate, they're all pressured with CO2,
absolutely,
carbon dioxide. So as you're shooting the flamethrower, the fuel is being replaced by carbon dioxide in the fuel tank, and CO2 is an inert gas, so there's no chance of any sort of like internal fire because you need oxygen. So when Johnny's talking about liquid O2 pressurizing a flamethrower, that just sounds like a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course. I was thinking more as a fuel, just in it, and see how that all works out.
It would burn like crazy.
Yeah.
That'd make me nervous.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course. But man, that really is a point. And I try to explain that to everybody. Look, your big risk this is obviously pointing it where you shouldn't point it or not checking all your fixtures and making sure that everything is tight and nothing's leaking so you're not, you know, standing in a puddle of gasoline when you pull the trigger. That's your issue. The rest of it's going to be fine. But yes, it can't blow up. The flame can't go back into it. And even if it could, there's nothing in there that would allow it to burn. It's an inert gas with fuel. So it's incredibly
exactly
safe.
And everything's pressure rated to, you know, four times what the operating pressure is. We really went above and beyond and over engineered this so we don't have any issues or even any concerns.
All right.
You know, about,
listen, ladies,
stuff breaking down.
Next big holidays is Valentine's Day. You know, if you want to be the greatest girlfriend, the greatest wife, the greatest whatever. Hell, if you want to be the greatest husband, get your wife a flamethrower. But I mean, tell me, this isn't the greatest Valentine's gift of all time. Maybe we'll bring it up here, and we'll have to get the new one, and we will demonstrate it at the station here. Perhaps we will set fire to things people don't like anymore. We can bring them by. I don't know, your wedding dress during the divorce. You know what? That, my friend, is it just that idea just went off? Imagine it, because they have those wedding dress destruction parties when chicks get divorced. You know,
all the wedding pictures.
Bitter bitch parties, yeah. But how great would it be if you could hire a guy, but you would have to wear like a flame retardant suit so it'd look a little more impressive, like the big silver suits, and you go out there and just mow down girls' wedding dresses for them, charge a nominal fee. I feel like I'm making a cottage industry here, Quinn.
No, totally. That sounds like a viable industry.
All right.
Burning all your memories.
By the way, what did you do before you became the CEO president of this company and you created this?
A couple different engineering gigs, some sales, some marketing, kind of all over the place. But, you know, the inspiration for the flamethrower was just that, you know, I couldn't buy one. I wanted one. I thought they were pretty cool. But, you know, the only option to buy one was to either, you know, make it yourself or buy one of those military ones, and those were crazy.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. And I don't trust them anyway because they're just too old.
Right, right. And they run on nitrogen. It's higher pressure. They've got thinner walled tanks. They're just quite a bit sketchier.
Yeah. All right, Quinn. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming by. I know it's early. Also, I got to hook you up with our guys at the are you in Columbus, Ohio?
We're in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. I got some friends out there who do radio. I got to hook you up with them as well. You'll like them.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, Johnny, we'll have to get you hooked up with the new XL18. I'm sure you'd love to have it.
Absolutely. I'd love it. Are you kidding me? Yes. The answer is yes. Let's get married. All right. You stay right there. Hold on. Jake, talk to Mr. Quinn. The best and funny part about this, by the way, and I like Quinn a lot, is he's so flat.
No, and
you have the single most dangerous thing you can buy online. Bar none.
Mm-hmm.
Guns, handguns aren't as dangerous as this.
Nope. No, watch the video. You'll quickly catch up with this.
And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, that's what we sell.
We tested it a lot.
He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you why I do love it. Do you want a fast-talking huckster?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want a dude who sounds like he just left engineering school who just built you a giant flamethrower, the biggest one the world has ever known? By the way, that's more powerful than, I believe, the one that we had in World War II, even with the big nitrogen high pressure. Like, when you see the distance on that 110.
I believe you.
That's a lot. That's a lot, man. Yeah, and those old military ones are scary because all the snipers would do would just, they'd shoot the tank and blow the guy up. They'd basically just shoot him, and, you know, because he was carrying it. By the way, listen, call me a pussy, call me what you want. I still don't strap that thing to my back.
I'm thrilled when you said that. I'm like, no, thank God you leave it right there. Not that you're running
not far. That it, you know, it's not going to blow up, but I still, if it starts to leak, I don't want it leaking on me. So far, never had one. Never had a leak.
Right.
And I'm very careful with all that business because, well, you know, I'm not much to look at now. So let's let's not take it down a notch, shall we?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.